Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Orioles finally make a massive signing. Pete Alonso, 5 years, $155 million. And let's go out to Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banners, down there covering the winter meetings, and joins us now. And Andy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So first and foremost, your reaction to the Polar Bear signing.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a massive move. And we knew yesterday, you know, the Orioles were very competitive for Kyle Schwarber. In the end, it's, you know, probably turned out that the Orioles helped drive up the price for him on his desired return to Philadelphia. But we reported yesterday that the Orioles were pivoting hard to Pete Alonso, and here they are. I mean, this was a big boy offer. You know, this is, you know, 5 years and $155 million is by far obviously the largest contract that Michael Elias has doled out in his time in Baltimore, and it's not the end. I mean, they are in the mix for starting pitching as well, be it trade or free agency.
That's
oh, your mic not on. Oh,
there we go. That's exactly where I was going to go, Andy, where you make this move to bring in Alonso. That tells you that there's going to be more big moves to come, and you tweeted out earlier that their interest for Ranger Suarez is still ongoing. Are you expecting them to land one of these big free agent starting pitchers?
It might not be the free agent side. They could decide that there's better value just with how their roster is made up at this exact moment to trade, say, Ryan Mountcastle or Coey Mayo, as well as, you know, some prospects to land Edward Cabrera from, you know, Miami, or Chris Bubich, a name actually that has been drawing interest. You know, teams are interested in Dylan Beavers. So that is a name. You know, people, you know, think, you know, oh, they're going to trade a first baseman, but, you know, they might. But, you know, the 30 games or whatever that Dylan Beavers played last year, I mean, it really interested a lot of teams. So he is also in trade discussions and being mentioned as a person of interest from other teams. So I do expect Baltimore to add to the rotation. I would not be shocked if they do manage to land one of the big names. You know, they remain interested in Ranger Suarez. I saw that I think it was John Morosi reported that they remain interested in Framber Valdez. You know, there's Michael King is probably in that mix. So there are multiple ways they could go. This is uncharted territory for Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's not something they've managed to do before. Obviously, last year they offered big money for Corbin Burns and, you know, finished second fiddle. They offered big money for Kyle Schwarber and finished second, or whatever wherever they finished, you know, in the finalist group, so to speak. And here they are. They got it over the wall, you know, which is what Pete Alonso is going to be doing a lot at Camden Yards.
Well, Andy, you're in that clubhouse pretty much every day. How big do you think this is for the peace of mind and taking some pressure off the likes of Westberg and Gunnar in the middle of that lineup?
Yeah, I actually was just turned in a follow-up story, you know, kind of delving into that. Mm-hmm. This is, consider Gunnar Henderson last year. The expectations on him with runners in scoring position to come through. He did really well with runners in scoring position, but he was also intentionally walked five times and walked 13.
He didn't get the opportunities.
So they, you know, pitchers knew they could kind of pitch around Gunner with runners on. Suddenly, I imagine if it's Gunnar leading off and Pete Alonso two, or you could have, you know, Gunnar third. I would prefer Gunnar third with Pete Alonso fourth. Just my personal preference, yeah. But that is incredible coverage for Gunnar Henderson. Suddenly, yes. You have a guy like Pete Alonso behind. What pitcher in the right mind is going to say, "Yeah, let's give Gunnar a free pass here because we want that guy." You know, we want to face that guy. No, it's Gunnar is going to be getting a lot of opportunities to hit, you know, attractive pitches because of the way that you have the help behind him. This also helps Adley Rutschman. There's less pressure on him to be a slugger. You know, the same with Colton Cowser, who wanted to try to not necessarily his doing, but was instructed like, "Hey, let's hit some home runs." Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to be a 30 home run guy, and that might free him up to say, "Okay, let's go the other way. Let's slap the ball to left field. Let's get on base because we have other dudes in this lineup that can get us home." So I really do think yes, it is one addition. It impacts every single person in that lineup. And this is, you know, and I'm sorry to ramble a little bit, but this is a veteran guy that knows what it's like in the postseason and then knows what it's like in a big market like New York and can handle the pressure. Adding him to the clubhouse is, I realize, you know, he's not the Kyle Schwarber reputation of a clubhouse leader, but Pete Alonso was a clubhouse leader and he is a steadying presence. And so this was really a clubhouse that was screaming out for some sort of veteran presence. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jordan Westberg said as much that he would like, you know, last year he told me and I wrote an article about it, how he and others would like a veteran guy in free agency to come to Baltimore. They got their wish because suddenly they have a slow heartbeat in the four hole of their lineup who can hit, you know, 40 home runs a year pretty much and play 160 games. And this is a guy that for five straight years has played 152 games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Games or more. So the durability, knock on wood, is there. And it really is a massive signing. And props to Mike Elias. You know, I know he has deserved criticism for multiple things, and this does not absolve other moves. No. But, hey, he put his money where his mouth is. And same with David Rubenstein. They made a big deal and got a guy to Baltimore.
Talking to Andy Koskis, Inside Access here on The Fan. Andy, are you surprised at how, and I don't aggressive, this is the big move, but this is the fifth move they made already this offseason. Mike Elias has notoriously been deliberate in the offseason, taking his time. We were talking earlier, even the Corbin Burns trade was done in February. Are you surprised at how quickly they're moving on stuff?
I suppose surprise is a word, but I think what it more so is just a reflection that the front office realized that they messed up last year. Like this, that they did not set up a team to win.
Yeah.
And some of it was injuries, which is out of their control. But at the end of the day, it's when a front office sets up a roster and there, you know, is not the depth to handle the injuries they had, and there's such slumping, you know, up and down the lineup, that is a failure on the front office. They recognize that, and so I think what we're seeing this offseason is the front office that is determined to put pieces in place early, to be aggressive, you know, to use your term, potentially a little urgency, although that might be Mike Elias' least favorite word in the dictionary. Whenever Yep. We ask about urgency. He says there is no such thing as urgency.
Oh, but, trust me, I'm aware.
There is. Like, it's absolutely like this is showing a sense of urgency and saying, okay, like we need to not only fix the rotation, which they have yet to do. So that is a major ticket item that's still, you know, has to be done. But you're looking at a lineup that suddenly looks like, wow, this is one of the best lineups in the American League, if not the best. And of course, injuries can happen, but you know, there is the lineup is so much deeper with a guy like Pete Alonso.
Andy, what about the bullpen? Heading into the offseason, he needed to completely remake the bullpen. You brought back Andrew Kittredge, and you bring in a closer as well. But how many more moves are you expecting there?
Yeah, I'm expecting a couple. Some of them, those like minor league with a spring training invite, you know, get a guy in that, you know, maybe a strike gold. Maybe it's somebody that you can even option. That'd be great if they found some optionability because right now, they don't have that much in terms of, you know, flexibility in the bullpen, unless they really believe in, you know, Grant Wolfram to be a piece and guys of that ilk, you know, that featured at the end of last year. But I do expect a couple bullpen moves. I mean, Helsley was obviously a big one, getting a closer that they believe in, getting Kittredge back is a good move, you know, because he is a veteran presence. First off, that can pitch in high leverage situations, be it as a setup man or even earlier in games if he's needed. But I have a suspicion that we're going to see a left-hander come in, you know, add another lefty to the bullpen, a name that this is not source. This is my pure speculation before anyone runs with it. I would not be shocked if like a Danny Coulomb, you know, with a guy that they know really well can get on a 1-year deal. And trust that, you know, probably, you know, if things don't necessarily go right, it's $4.5 million, you know, out of the bank account, which at this point they seem willing to spend that kind of money.
I have a bit of a Dustin May fetish. What do you think about Dustin May in the back end of a bullpen?
Well, the nice thing about a Dustin May would be, can cover multiple innings, right?
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a swingman type would be really enjoyable, you know, if they could figure it out.
That kind of power
that might look. Yeah, it's if you can have a guy, you know, who twice a week pitches 2 innings, you know, and gets you out of a mess of a 4-inning start, saves your bullpen. You know, that is really impactful pitching. So that, I mean, totally agree. I don't know which way they're going to go though. You know, it's so many reliever options, but I do expect bullpen help.
Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. Andy, great stuff, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. See you guys.
Coming up next, we get to the Ravens. And I saw John Harbaugh just speaking to the media there on the practice field today. But what about the
quarterback? Not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody.
It's a Wednesday.
So you can guess. One guy there was there that we didn't
tomorrow
expect.
Tomorrow will be Thursday.
That's yeah.
One day closer to Friday.
I learned that every 15 minutes. Joe Burrow, he kind of owns the Ravens. We'll explain next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.